Well, NAIDOC Week is a showcase of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultures where people come together to celebrate the dance, art, food and lifestyles of Australia's First Peoples. The theme of this year's celebrations is Our Languages Matter, and it aims to highlight the resilience and vast diversity of Indigenous languages. Nicole Un was in Hyde Park, Sydney, speaking to people celebrating NAIDOC Week and the importance of preserving the hundreds of Indigenous languages still spoken across this nation.
When Indigenous languages are in danger of extinction, they're referred to as being dormant or sleeping. Sadly, this is now the case for around 100 of Australia's 250 traditional languages, and it's the focus of this year's NAIDOC Week. Indigenous communities are working to awaken these languages using a variety of methods, from creating dictionaries and mobile phone apps to weaving them into pop music. Adelaide duo Electric Fields told The Wire how they use one of these ancient languages in their music.
It's one of the oldest languages ever, like in Australia obviously, but on the whole planet. This is can never be replicated. Australian language, traditional languages, it's never going to happen again, so it is the most precious culture that we have, and it needs to be guarded and protected and shared and celebrated. We did a gig at Flinders University just a few weeks ago, whatever, and the audience members were singing our songs back to us, both the English words and the Pijandjati and Kunjala words. So they're singing, you know, You Just Throw the Shade, and they're also singing Dili Nanyango as well. Dili Nanyango, Dili Nanyango. And it's like, hey, look, it's working.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm learning Anangul language from Zachariah, and then the people that listen to the music also learn it.
It's not just music that's being used to preserve these languages. On the New South Wales North Coast, a dictionary has been created with the help of Aboriginal elders.
I'm a Dangati woman from North Coast, New South Wales, and we have a wonderful dictionary. I believe that it was developed by the Moora Bay Language Centre in Nambucca Heads. They just work with Aboriginal elders and record words and phrases and meanings, and then, you know, write it all down, document it all, and it's really great. It's keeping our culture alive. So, yeah, a lot of our elders are gone now, of course, but, you know, all of that information that they gathered early on is all recorded.
I'm a Gamilaroi woman from Lightning Ridge. We also have a dictionary, and it's on an app as well, so it's called Ma Gamilaroi, and so you can type in the word in English and it comes out in Gamilaroi language, and it also can speak it back to you. All the different nations, I think we need to get together as one, and, you know, and acknowledge that, you know, we're all from different lands and have different language groups, but we, you know, it'd be good for us to share and be able to speak as many as we can and keep it alive.
Another way to see these languages preserved is to make them more visible in public spaces. Some of the Aboriginal people we spoke to today said they would like to see these languages taught in schools and to be used on public signs, much like in New Zealand.
This is fantastic to see that the focus is on language, because you lose your language, you lose all the cultural aspects that you can no longer express. Unfortunately, English is not so spiritual, and we don't have the words to express the very important connection to land, to country, our spirit. So I'd like to see eventually that we have a treaty, that we have it like New Zealand, where we have Aboriginal language from that area alongside English subtitles. I'd like to see all the signs in the native language of whatever country that we're standing in, and I'd like to see it taught in schools.
It's a pretty rare treasure having all these different languages with us, and if we lose them forever, there's no real awakening them back because they're so complex and individual.
It's hoped even more will be done to awaken the hundreds of traditional languages that have become dormant in Australia. They are inextricably linked to the Indigenous cultures of this land, and this year's NAIDOC Week hopes to highlight the importance of passing these languages onto the next generations for the benefit of all Australians.
Nicole Un ending that report with production assistance from Julian van der Zee.